There are some lawsuits that may get in the way of that June startup for congestion pricing. Rockland County filed a new suit against the MTA today to stop the plan. Rockland County Attorney Thomas Humbach is joining us on Drive Time. Thanks for being with us, Thomas. The county makes several arguments in its lawsuit. Let's run through them. First of all, you contend the toll violates the Equal Protection Clause of New York State's and the U.S. Constitutions. How so?
The tolling the Central Business District has a big blind spot, and that's people who garage their cars inside the Central Business District. They never have to pay a toll. If they don't leave the area, if they commute from 59th Street to Wall Street every day or drive around the district hundreds of miles over whatever period of time, they're contributing to that congestion, but there's no detection of them. Everybody else gets detected as they drive into the area through the gantries.
So it's not equal. It's not equal, right?
Correct. Sorry. The conclusion is that it's not being equally applied. If we're really trying to stop congestion, you have to apply it equally.
This Rockland County lawsuit also argues the congestion pricing toll is an illegal tax. How do you explain that?
Well, only the state government can authorize a tax, and they haven't done so. And the way that the Tri-Borough Authority and the MTA have put this into effect, they're going to argue that, you know, we can charge a toll even though you might drive 2 inches in Manhattan because you get services, all kinds of services. What services am I getting that the city's not providing already? You might say, I can drive on the streets. They'll say, well, we're gonna improve a subway platform or even better, a Metro North platform up in Tarrytown, so somebody else isn't going to drive in. So now you have a clearer drive. You know, we don't think that's right. We think that the integrated transportation network that they provide, which is a technical legal thing that they rely on in court, is almost a government in itself based on the breadth and depth of the powers that they have. And so what it comes down to is it's a tax. It's a tax, and only the legislature authorized a tax, and they didn't do that.
In Rockland County, you have a lot of drivers who use the George Washington Bridge. You also argue that GWB users should be getting a break with this?
Well, I tell you what, it's got to be studied properly. We don't believe that the study was done. The transportation board didn't take a look at that closely enough, and it should have to be done.
And you also argue in this lawsuit the toll is an excessive fine. Tell us about that.
Well, as came through it from the Supreme Court, any government scheme that charges you money can be deemed a penalty or a fine, depending on its purpose. And here, you know, it's the announced purpose of this scheme to deter people from driving in the Central Business District. They're not getting $15. They're getting fined $15 a day for doing something that is a perfectly normal, legal, everyday thing to do. So if this is really about deterrence, then we really have to measure this against what kind of harm, what kind of effect this is having. That I don't believe that the $15 toll was developed in that way.
Thomas, I have to ask you about the timing of this lawsuit by Rockland County. It comes the same day the MTA board gave final approval to congestion pricing. Was that timing planned or just a coincidence?
A little bit of both. We were kind of waiting for the hearings to end, hear what the comments were. It did turn out to be a coincidence that they both came on the same day, but we were confident that there wouldn't be any significant changes after the public hearings.
Rockland County suing over congestion pricing. Rockland County Attorney Thomas Humbach, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you very much, sir.